Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Fernandez covering. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is called out on strikes. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Franco moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Bell moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Bell tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Lewis moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. 1 out. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mouton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, White Sox. Chad Ogea now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tommy. Lewis moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Tartabull scores. Mouton moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. Mouton scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peña is called out on strikes. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull is called out on strikes. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco is called out on strikes. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Guillen moves to second. It's 11-3, White Sox. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 12-3, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lofton. Phillips scores. Lewis scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 14-3, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mouton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mouton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-4, White Sox. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, White Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pena hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza pinch hits for Omar Vizquel. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Espinoza takes first base on ball 4. Pena moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Jeremy Burnett now playing left field. Scott Leos now playing second base. Jim Poole now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-5, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carcoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Levine now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burnett strikes out. 1 out. Jim Tomey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tomey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tomey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tomey moves to second. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Leos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-8, White Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 15-9, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burnett's moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing first base. Jose Mesa now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Lyle Mouton. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Matt Karchner now pitching. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Leos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leos hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Leos reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leos moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 15-10, White Sox. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Espinoza hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.